Shalom. Welcome to The Cloud with Apostle Michael E. Ohene, the presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are looking at what I have titled, Don't Despair. Don't Despair. I pick our text from Ezekiel 37 verse 3, and I read, And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. As you grow spiritually, there could be times of difficulties when you face serious challenges. But at such times, don't despair. Don't lose yourself or grip that you are going through such tough times. Even when everyone seems to be ignoring you and none is offering to help, in spite of all your appeals, refuse to be discouraged. The truth is, you are not being ignored. What is happening is that the Lord is training and teaching you to stand up and stand strong. He is challenging and setting you up for your next level of glory. It doesn't matter how dire the challenge you are confronted with might seem. Don't run from pillar to post, seeking help from man. Rather, talk your way out of it. This was what the Lord told Ezekiel to do in the valley of dry bones. In Ezekiel chapter 3, 37, from 3 to 4. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said unto me, Prophesy to these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel found himself in a valley full of dry bones, and the Lord asked him, Can these bones live? That was an impossible situation, but God told Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones. As he prophesied, a great miracle took place. And we can find that in Ezekiel 37 verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. If you found yourself in a situation where you seem to be alone before God, everything around you seems dry, the Lord is asking you, Can I give life to this situation? He's asking, Son of man, can there be a change? He's waiting on you to act on his word. He wants you to put all the things you have learned to practice. The challenges you face are bred for you. They are your opportunities to demonstrate your faith in the Lord and prove his word. Therefore, refuse to become despondent. Keep declaring your health, success, prosperity, and victory in Christ Jesus. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.